This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Today's the day. Will there be a deal to fix Europe?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start in Brussels, Belgium, where European leaders are meeting today and could finally produce a grand solution to the debt crisis. They're trying to reach an agreement on how to increase the size of Europe's bailout fund and how to handle a Greek debt default without bringing down Europe's banking system. The BBC's Andrew Walker, economics correspondent, is with us live from Brussels with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Andrew, there's been some effort to play down the significance of today's meeting leading up to it. How significant is it?
Well, the European leaders would really like to be able to come up with a comprehensive package to draw a line under this financial crisis once and for all. It's something that's holding back economic recovery across the Eurozone. They really could do with putting it behind them. They want to be able to put the Greek government debt on a sustainable footing. And perhaps most importantly, they want to create a kind of firewall that ensures that the two really big ones they're worried about, Spain and especially Italy, don't get sucked into the crisis any more than they already have done.
Well, does it look like they're going to reach a deal by the end of today?
I'm sure there'll be some kind of political declaration that will cover all the main points that the financial markets want to see addressed. But I don't think it's going to have all the detail that they would like. It's not going to have some of the hard numbers that they would like to see. And some of the mechanics of how some of the money is going to be raised, again, I don't think that's going to be nailed down fully.
And of course, this is turning into a political story in each of the countries in the Eurozone. Italy is one that you just mentioned. It's got big trouble with its finances. They're trying to push through austerity measures like raising the retirement age. And now there are reports coming in that Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's leadership could be at risk. What's that about?
There certainly is a big political challenge facing Mr. Berlusconi. We are hearing reports that there is a kind of deal done with his coalition partner that will get some measures through. But ultimately, what he's under pressure to do from Europe is to make his contribution by having reforms that will encourage the Italian economy to grow more rapidly and getting better control of the government's debt situation. But, you know, more generally, it's a huge political issue across the Eurozone. It's perhaps surprising that there haven't been many political collapses. And we have seen the Slovak government going down as a consequence of this crisis. And there's a lot of pressure on others. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some more political heads rolling at some stage in the coming months.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, in Brussels. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed across Europe this morning, basically flat across the continent. On Wall Street yesterday, though, the Dow dropped 207 points to close at 11,706. Well, we're going to get earnings this morning from several of the big players in the defense industry here in this country, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman. And as Marketplace's David Gurr reports, all of them are worried about the effects of the European debt crisis.
U.S. defense contractors still sell most of their weapons to one customer, the U.S. of A. But Michael Lewis with Lazard Capital Markets said they'd also planned for belt tightening in Washington.
What we're witnessing is a diversification of the revenue streams.
Yair Reiner, an analyst at Oppenheimer, says that paid off.
They typically get 15 to 20, sometimes 25% of the revenue from customers in Europe and through the Middle East.
But European demand decreased when those countries left Afghanistan and Iraq. And now one country at the center of the European debt crisis is in no position to keep buying. Richard Abulafia is with the Thiel Group.
Greece has a very significant military, and people were counting on export sales.
No longer. Lockheed Martin used to sell planes to Greece. Now it's banking on the Middle East. But that may have its pitfalls, too. If Iraq's looking for a good deal on some F-16s, it may be able to get a sweetheart deal on some used ones from Athens. I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The nation's second largest health insurance company, WellPoint, will report earnings this morning. But LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says if you really want to see what's happening in the world of healthcare, you should look at what's happening at the nation's largest private employer, Walmart. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So first, tell us what Walmart is up to here.
Well, Walmart's basically scaling back its health coverage. Employees who work 24 hours a week or less, no coverage for you. For everybody else, an increase in premiums, in some cases as much as 36%. Walmart is our largest private employer. They got 1.4 million U.S. workers. If these guys can't make healthcare work, who can?
So you're saying we're going to start seeing this at other companies. Other employers are going to start dropping or cutting back their health coverage.
Well, we're already seeing that. In fact, health coverage up 9% this year, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation for Family Coverage. Clearly, the trend is going in that way, with workers having to pay more and more of the load. Now, clearly, our employer-based system is not working for us. And it's just a historical accident, it must be said. We got this system during World War II when Congress imposed wage caps, and companies, in turn, said, well, how about if we offer some health benefits as a perk? And the system never went away. But right now, with healthcare costs soaring, companies are finding it an unsustainable phenomenon.
Well, if that's unsustainable, and there's so much political opposition to going to a European-style single-payer model, then what are we supposed to do?
Well, that's a good question. And for reasons passing strange, a Medicare-for-all system is seen as socialism in the United States. So if not that, then how about we build on what's already coming down the pike? In 2014, under our reform law, we're going to see these 50 different state exchanges established where people can buy their insurance there. How about if we create a national exchange that would allow people to buy insurance and have that insurance follow them no matter where they go in the country for a job? And most importantly, if you lose your job, you don't lose your coverage.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
And finally, a group of senators from the Northeast is introducing a bill that would make mislabeling syrup a felony. The MAPLE Act is meant to crack down on people who make syrup using common cane sugar and call it maple syrup. Right now, that's a misdemeanor. If it's a felony, those syrup counterfeiters could face 5 years in jail. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
So here's a thought. What if Germany's role in the European debt crisis is more emotions than economics?
Germans have been searching for a missing part of their soul, passion. They envy the sun-filled days of their Mediterranean neighbors.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, German envy. Next time on Marketplace, the rest of the day's business news as well from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.